Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good morning, 811 News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Sam Abel is the city manager for the great city of Gulf Breeze, our city of license, by the way. If you ever wonder why we say it that way, Gulf Breeze, Pensacola, because Gulf Breeze is actually officially our city of license for News Radio Pensacola, News Radio AM 1620, 92.3, 95.3, 98.7, Digital 3. Woo-woo! All right. Sam Abel is the city manager. Welcome back, Sam. Good to have you.
Hey, good morning, Andrew.
Just briefly, in case there's anything I missed, any beach recap, Blue Angels air show? We survived the madness. We only had to close down a couple of streets. Everybody got out alive, basically. I mean, you know, like, it's good.
We did, of course, Andrew. I'm sure you know about the airmen.
The crash,
who, we'll say borrowed a car, but took a car that he did not have permission, like, supposed to take, since the owner was not thrilled. And ultimately that vehicle came to a hard stop after hitting a hydrant, a transformer, and a light, and a few cars and other things along the way.
At the Exxon station, is that right?
That's right, at the Exxon station. So, I do want to give a big kudos to law enforcement because, our officers were out there directing traffic and having to detour by our school field house on Daniel and through Walmart there for a while.
Oh.
So when you're trying to empty the entire beach onto a two-lane road, that makes things, difficult. Not to mention that, those accidents started on Fort Pickens. And so, you have your normal Blue Angels traffic and then you had that anomaly as well. I'm not sure the circumstances with that airman, but at the same time, there's a human element to this. And so, we hope that that individual is well and gets the care that he needs.
Yeah, so, and that, obviously he'd already been on 98 and got off it and then came back towards it on Daniel. But, it could, unfortunately, it could have been a whole lot worse, especially with pedestrians and all the traffic in the area. So bad as it was for the drivers who were hit, three hit and runs, Sheriff Simmons told me just last hour, it still could have been a whole lot worse, and we're grateful that it wasn't. You guys sworn a couple of new officers last night and got a promotion for GBPD, right?
We did, and, it was just a very special night, again, for our law enforcement. So we swore in two officers, both Gulf Breeze High School grads. One graduated in 2025. The other graduated and has been one of our favorite places to patron. He has managed Whataburger since he graduated. And, that means that he is talking with our law enforcement and public works. And through those communications, he was encouraged to consider law enforcement.
Huh.
That's what he did. He went through the academy, and now he's joining the force. And so our officers are very proud that he has joined their ranks. And then we had a promotion.
So you recruited him out of the Whataburger. I love it.
Yeah, we sure did. So if it takes a little bit longer to get your favorite biscuit, well, you're welcome. So
he'll bring your warrant right to your table.
Listen, we are always recruiting talent. I say that all the time.
That's great.
If I'm at AT&T and we have excellent customer service, I am trying to recruit. It doesn't matter where we go. So we've recruited from Publix and all around. So, but this is a recruitment from our own officers, and so they were really proud. We had a big showing from the department last night.
Nice.
We also had a promotion to sergeant, and that promotion also, we were very proud of because this is a promotion of Sergeant Earlman, who has received two commendations for life saving in the last year. And we're just, very proud of him. The chief said he just has a knack for putting himself in a situation where he is most needed and rising to that occasion. And so, very worthy promotion. Of course, a lot of testing is involved in that as well. So very bright officer. And then last but not least, we had the introduction of our new canine last night, and that is Canine Roo. He's a beautiful chocolate, hound dog. his, you know, his qualifications is his nose.
Yeah.
And so we got to meet him last night.
And this is going to be the one that's going to be at the high school. Is that right?
That's right. And so he's a weapons sniffing dog. And so one of the things I shared with mayor and council last night, it was pretty neat. I got to see him in action because about 30 minutes before his officer and handler brought him to City Hall, our police station across from me, and it was just a half hour prior. And so when K-9 Rue walked through, he went straight to that chair, made a bead on the chair, just went super still, and then backed up and sat at his officer's feet, alerting on the chair.
Nice.
And I just thought that was the coolest thing.
Yeah.
I really thought that was neat.
Just my Aussies do every single time whenever we tell them anything.
Yes, that's right. Exactly the same. Yeah.
Exactly the opposite. Why are you barking at those people walking on the street that's not even our property? Because I'm an Australian Shepherd, that's why. Okay. That's great. So we finally, and that's going to be, just jogging my memory, that's the one that had been budgeted maybe 6 months ago, had to be trained. You have to order them in advance, and is going to be available for the high school, but also available for off-duty use as well. And you had an officer who was specifically in charge of Rue, right?
That's right. And I'm glad that you asked that because the K-9 Rue was made possible from fundraising in our community. So the council authorized the chief to begin that fundraising, and he came back essentially the very next meeting and said, we have raised all the funds. The community support has been overwhelming. And so away we went. And then that brings us to where we were last night.
Outstanding. And Rue will deploy this fall at the high school. Fantastic. Hang on for just a second. We're talking to Sam Abel, city manager in Gulf Breeze. Candy has traffic on the fives.
Good morning, Sam. As we take a look at our roads, the only slowdown I'm seeing is I-10 eastbound. And it doesn't look like it was that accident. It's right before you hit the spur, and it's a slowdown. You can still make your way past 437-1620 if you see that accident or slowdown this morning. Candy with traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Candy. Back to Sam Abel just for a second anyway. Last night, we're in budget season. On the one hand, it's the most boring part of what government does, but it is your money, and so it's probably the most important thing the government does other than public safety. And I've been talking all day about the rollback rates and the city of Pensacola holding their millage constant, or like announcing that the highest number they could have is a constant. They could always decrease it a little bit later. Interesting, in Santa Rosa County last year, the county went to having an MSTU, Municipal Services Taxing Unit, for the sheriff's office at 2 mils. Because cities have their own police departments, they do not contribute to that. So, in effect, city residents in Gulf Breeze got a 2 mil tax cut last year. Milton got a 1 because they raised their taxes to compensate part of that. What did your council decide last night for the taxing, for the taxes going forward?
They said, let's do it again. They said they want their residents to experience the full tax savings. So, you know, even though the discussion with the county was, look, we're reducing our millage by 2 mils, the city can raise yours by 2 mils, and your residents won't feel the difference. Last year, the city said, no, we want our residents to realize the full benefit. We're not saying that we can do it every year, but we want to at least do it for 1 year. And so what that means is that for a home with a taxable value of about $300,000, our residents experienced about a $620 savings, right, just conservatively.
Right.
And so this year the council said they want to do that again. They can, and so they will. And so they voted to keep the millage the same. That's for the 11th consecutive year they have kept the millage at the same rate. And so we also saw overall a 17% decrease in spending. In our operating budget, we saw a 1% increase. Our budget overall is about an $80 million budget. And so one of the things we've really focused on as a resilient local government is making sure that our business-like funds, those are your utility funds, you know, that they are self-balancing. And so the council had a lot of workshops leading up to last night. And so they're going to proceed. One of the things they did say that they support is our fire department used to be purely volunteer, and it is now a combination department.
A hybrid.
We have salaried officers. And one of the things that the Florida League of Cities and our legislators support are restricted revenues, Andrew. And that means that just like that MSTU for the county that went to law enforcement, cities can do an MSBU for fire assessment. I heard you talk about that earlier.
Yep.
And so that is one of the things that the council want to explore in this coming year is making sure that as we're growing the fire department, that that we have a plan for how to pay for it. And so they'll be exploring that MSBU for fire services.
And if all these acronyms drive you crazy, I know it's hard to keep track of them all, but an MSTU is a millage or an ad valorem based on the value of your home. An MSBU is a flat fee that you pay per house, and it has to be used for very specific things, unlike the MSTUs, which can be used for, I mean, there's a lot more leeway in what they can be used for. Very good. Sam Abel, she is city manager for the city of Gulf Breeze. As always, Sam, thank you for the time. Thanks for keeping us informed. I appreciate it, and we'll talk to you again in a couple weeks.
Andrew, thank you so much for being so informed, for understanding just how local governments do balance their sheets and explaining that to your listeners. We really appreciate you.
Well, you did a great job. I keep finding myself, I can complain about how I do math on the radio, and then I just wind up doing more math on the radio. So I hope it works. I hope it's clear to people. That's the goal. Sam Abel, thanks. And thanks for the very sweet words. You're very kind. I appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, Andrew.
821 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Frontier Motors has an outstanding selection of good quality used cars, about 300 on the lot. They turn over about half of those every month, so about 150 cars come in that are new, new-ish, you know, new to you. And then they sell the other half, right, obviously. So that means that they're always changing. And so if they don't have what you want exactly today, they might have it tomorrow. But more than that, go there and look at what they've got, and then learn what's available in the market. And what you might decide is, well, you want this car, but you want it in a different color or a different trim level. Or maybe you're willing to pay a little bit more, but you want it with fewer miles. Or you'd like to pay a little bit less, or you'd like to have it with more miles. You know, that's a very common thing. They shop for people for cars all the time because they're always going to auctions. They're always buying cars from people. You know, it's a whole lot easier to do with than Facebook Marketplace and all that kind of stuff. But Frontier, they stand by and warranty everything to 100,000 miles or 10 years, which is nice, right? Very, very nice. How do I know? Because we bought a car from them. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for 29 years behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
Hi, this is David Williams. I'm seeking re-election to the Scammon County School Board in District 3. I worked for 35 years in the school system, where I've made a difference in students' lives, where I help increase the graduation rate, making sure our schools are safe, and ensure our students are college and career ready. Please visit my webpage at davidwilliams3.com and view my platform for District 3. Re-elect David Williams, Escambia School Board.
Paid political ad by David Williams for Escambia County School Board District 3.
Tomorrow, Pensacola Sports will be the guests on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Pensacola Sports' focus has, and always will be, on education, inspiration, and participation in various team, individual, amateur, and professional sports activities. Tune in tomorrow at 10:30 as Pensacola Sports will be discussing their upcoming events on Pep Talk.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. The Women's Club of Pensacola's Christmas in July Marketplace is Saturday from 10 till 4 at the club downtown at 1551 East Heinberg Street. Shop local for bath and body care, jewelry, quilts, lamps, sweets, and more, benefiting the Women's Club. Don't miss the summertime sights and finds at the Palafox Market. Saturdays from 9 till 2, rain or shine. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
Getting you up to date as you head to work. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
All station personnel are dead.
What caused it?
Unknown, Captain. It's like nothing we've dealt with before.
And it's like nothing we've ever dealt with before. 824 on News Radio 92.3. Oh, you're likely to hear a lot more Star Trek clips because I'm actually watching the original series, rewatching it.
Oh, do you love it as
much? Oh, yeah, it's fantastic. It holds up so well. And, you know, some of it's a little schmaltzy. And I'm in the early episodes, too, so it's kind of like the uniforms and the set are kind of, let's just say, fluid. They're a little variable. But, yeah, no, it's great. And I already have watched one that I had never seen before. At least I don't remember seeing it. And other ones like, oh, yeah, I've seen that a lot of times. So 825 News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Candy, I don't
what
know what
were you going to
I don't
me.
Know what I was going to say. Traffic on the 5.
It's brought to you by Anderson Subaru, and I'm watching a slowdown, I-10 eastbound, right near the spur to get onto 110. And it's a slowdown. It's not an accident, not a standstill. But if you see something else, let us know. 437-1620. Candy with traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Candy. Taking a quick look at the latest updates on Tropical Storm Bertha, which is basically going to move sideways. It's moving at about 5 miles an hour the last time I looked. Let me see real quick what the update is. Yeah, 5 miles an hour. Spinning at 50 miles an hour still. That's as of 7 a.m. today. And what it's going to do is it's going to start to gradually move west and then head towards Louisiana. Our effects are going to be basically, you know, rain and a little bit of storm surge. You know, they're saying maybe 1 to 3 feet, something like that, along Pensacola Beach and Perdido Key. They're a little bit more likely to get tropical storm effects over in Mobile. Baldwin County is actually under a tropical storm warning as opposed to we are under a watch. But we're just keeping an eye on it because you never know, but we still basically know. And, you know, if you do own a barge, please make sure you know where it is. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines this morning. David.
And good morning. Well, President Trump will be at the dignified transfer of two U.S. soldiers killed in Iranian attacks in Jordan over the weekend. The ceremony will take place at Dover Air Force Base in Delaware. 19-year-old Isabella Gonzalez of Texas was killed Friday. 25-year-old Tyler Freehan of Hawaii died on Saturday. Tennessee's trial against Instagram owner Meta is underway over claims that the platform targets and harms young users. Jury selection got underway yesterday. The trial is expected to last 6 to 7 weeks. It will focus on social media features like infinite scrolling, disappearing stories, and notifications. And SpaceX, Andrew, is hoping to launch the Starship rocket on Thursday from its pad in Starbase, Texas. Of course, the mission had to be scrubbed on July 16th at the last minute because of an issue with the rocket's 33 Raptor engines.
All right. I still have trouble taking it seriously when somebody says Starbase. You know,
we're Starbase, Texas. Yeah.
I know it's a real thing, but there's also a part of me that's like, but is it? It feels a little bit, I don't know. I'm just telling you how I react. I'm not saying I actually believe that. I'm just saying that's how I react to the story. David, thank you so much for the update. 827 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. No, I'm not doing that. Oh, you know what? I can do that. That's actually kind of an interesting one. Hang on for just a second. Let me find where I need to be for this stuff because there's always a way to do it.
As you can see, we've had our eye on you for some time now, Mr. Anderson.
No 9,000 computer has ever made a mistake or distorted information.
You and Nexus, huh? I designed your eyes.
My CPU is a neural net processor, a learning computer.
Shall we play a game?
So, China, I talked about China a little bit earlier in the day where they're going to execute a guy for embezzling $250 million over the course of 30 years. And, you know, rightly so, I think that may probably make sense. But this is not that. This is a tech or AI update. And in this case, China is cracking down on AI. You know why? They're cracking down on people having AI companions. You know, the virtual girlfriends, the imaginary digital girlfriend, her with Scarlett Johansson, right? Isn't that?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. They're cracking down on that. Earlier this week, the Chinese government, listen, you'll hear, implemented sweeping new regulations aimed at curbing human emotional dependence on AI chatbots, especially targeted at emotive AI companions or bots expressly designed to embody human-like personas to pretend to be as companion-y personally as they possibly can be. I don't know, personally is not a word. One of their core motives for the crackdown, as reported by the Wall Street Journal and The Economist, declining birth rates. So, lonely Chinese dude can't find a lady friend. And so decides to make digital Whoopi with, the AI chatbot, who is always nice to him and sweet to him and tells him how wonderful and handsome and strong and capable he is and listens to his problems and, you know, never yells at him. And so he forms a relationship with her and then never forms a relationship with her and then we don't have babies. If it happens enough, it's the same reason you don't keep TVs in the bedroom because it makes less babies. Because you're watching TV instead of you know, making babies. So anyway, China is cutting down on actually trying to make it illegal to have these companion AIs because they're worried about declining birth rates, which are already declining because of the longstanding, you know, one-child prohibition, which they've loosened recently, by the way.
Therese Crowley. U.S. military aircraft reported surging into theater amid 10 straight days of CENTCOM airstrikes on Iran's ability to strike commercial ships in U.S. Gulf bases.
The president is weighing whether he's going to return to a full-scale conflict with Iran. That would include strikes that are closer to Tehran, strikes that are closer to nuclear sites that they have been avoiding so far.
Fox's Aisha Hosni says President Trump was to receive three American soldiers' bodies today, but the dignified transfer from overseas was delayed. The fourth soldier killed in Iraq, detonating an Iran drone named as Sergeant Michael Swinton of Fayetteville, North Carolina. Senator Lindsey Graham will be honored in the Capitol Rotunda before his funeral Tuesday, and his sister Darlene tells Fox's Hannity she has decided to run for a full term. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne, and right now we've got 79 degrees with partly cloudy skies. Looks like a very nice morning so far, but we are following Tropical Storm Bertha and potentially any weather that will come from that today. The National Weather Service says, based on the storm's current track, impact from tropical storm force winds and heavy rain should stay limited to coastal areas. As for the National Weather Service's 4 a.m. advisory, Bertha had sustained winds at 50 miles an hour and is moving northwest at 5 miles an hour. Meteorologist Steve Miller described the storm's slow drifting movement earlier in the storm's development.
It was moving to the northwest at about 3 miles an hour, so it's just out there meandering around.
The National Weather Service does say there's a high risk of rip currents and dangerous surf all along the coast through tomorrow. Well, Escambia, Santa Rosa, and Okaloosa counties are getting $370 million for 86 infrastructure projects in this year's state budget. Senator Don Gates says the money will help build out roads and airport upgrades that are needed to support growth and jobs. Some of the big projects include a new I-10 interchange at Beulah Road, widening to six lanes near 9 Mile, and improvements to Pensacola International Airport's runways. Gates does say he's still pushing to find funding for the rest of the region's five-year transportation plan. Stolen pickup truck led police on a high-speed chase after the air show Saturday in Pensacola Beach. Deputies say 19-year-old Joan Vargas Rosario stole the truck from a friend, then hit several cars and pedestrians while weaving through traffic across the beach and into Gulf Breeze. That chase ultimately ended when the truck crashed at Gulf Breeze Parkway and Daniel Circle, taking out a fire hydrant and a utility pole. Vargas Rosario faces several charges and is due in court on August 6th. Well, deputies also investigating a burglary at the Crab's restaurant on Pensacola Beach. Investigators say three men broke in early on Monday morning, cutting power, drilling into a safe to steal cash. Sheriff Chip Simmons said the break-in appears well-planned. Investigators haven't ruled out any possibilities. The restaurant did reopen on Monday. Now, the state records show job improvement. Escambia County's rate stayed about the same, though.
For the first time since the end of 2024, Florida's unemployment rate went down last month. A report recently released by the Department of Commerce shows the state's jobless rate for June at 4.7%. That's a reduction from 4.8% the prior 2 months. The Escambia County unemployment rate stood at 5%, a slight increase from 4.9% just a month ago. And locally, the education and health services fields showed increases. Chris Bryan, News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much, Chris. Well, Governor DeSantis says thousands of new jobs are headed to Florida. British company Relatively Space plans to expand operations on the Space Coast, bringing a big investment and a lot of jobs. The governor also announcing a new agreement between the UK Space Agency and Space Florida to boost international space collaboration. Those announcements were made while DeSantis was in Great Britain for the Farnborough International Air Show. And it's 8:35 here at News Radio 92.3. Let's check in with Candy, who's got our traffic on the fives.
All right. Everything's clear on I-10 and I-110. Not showing any problems there. There was a slowdown. That's fine now. Cervantes is clear through the curve on Scenic Highway. Summit also not showing any accidents. 437-1620. If you see that accident or slowdown, you can text it in. I'm Candy with Traffic on the Fives.
Thank you very much. Now our Channel 3 weather forecast.
We are going to be seeing a high chance of rain today. 80% chance of those showers and thunderstorms. Periods of heavy tropical rains followed by cloudy and breezy conditions as Tropical Storm Bertha moves to our south. We're expecting highs today near 90 degrees with temperatures overnight dropping near 76. We're also going to be looking at high surf and a high rip current risk throughout the next couple of days. Going into Wednesday, 70% chance of those periods of heavy showers and
34 and a quarter points at 52.73.43. That is just under a half. Just under a half percent. The S&P 500 up over a half percent, 74.88.45. That's about 45 points. NASDAQ is up just under 1% at 240.83. And they're at 25,752,457. Looking at that 10-year bond rate, it's up a bit today, 4.62%. In commodities, gold is up 41.10, 4,057 even. Silver up 178, I'm sorry, at 58.85. Checking those oil prices today. West Texas Intermediate up over $2. It's at $85.30 a barrel. Brent crude up 173, currently trading at $90.97 per barrel. Taking a look at our gas prices, around the nation, the national average for a gallon of regular up to $4.01 today. And looking around Escambia County, we're seeing average prices right around $3.72. Cheapest you're going to find is about $3.54, and that's if you go to the discount places like Sam's Club, Costco, or BJ's. And Santa Rosa County average fuel right now at $3.78. Ford is recalling more than 387,000 vehicles due to a seatbelt issue. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says the switch for the easy entry second row outer seats on certain Ford and Lincoln SUVs could stick. That could cause the seats to unlatch, tip, or slide unexpectedly, possibly causing injuries. Included in the recall are 2020 to 26 Ford Explorers, 2020 to 27 Lincoln Aviators. The automaker will be notifying owners this month. A federal judge in San Francisco signing off on Anthropic's agreement to pay a $1.5 billion settlement to authors and book publishers that sued over copyright infringement. It's the largest class action settlement in copyright U.S. copyright law history. And Fairlife has halted production of milk in the U.S. after a ransomware attack. Coca-Cola, which purchased Fairlife in 2020, said in a statement the impacts of the incident are not yet known. It's 8:38. Our next news at 9 and breaking news anytime. This is News Radio 92.3.
Is your house your dream home? Or at least, is it on the way there? Maybe it's time for a change. Maybe all you really need to turn your house into your dream home is an appliance upgrade. When it's time for an upgrade, then it's time to visit Topps Appliance in Milton. They're locally owned and operated. They have top-of-the-line freezers, refrigerators, dishwashers, and stoves to dependable washers and dryers. Topps Appliance carries the brands you know and trust, like GE, Hotpoint, Speed Queen, and more. Topps Appliance in Milton. They offer delivery and installation, something you won't get from the big box stores. And they have many items in stock, so you can take your new appliance the very same day. Topps Appliance. Check them out at toppsappliance.net on Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street. Turning your house into your dream home. Topps Appliance.
The Santa Rosa Island Authority proudly thanks the sponsors and community partners helping to make the 2026 Pensacola Beach Air Show possible. A special salute to Manson Construction Company for its historic contribution and extraordinary support of this year's show. And thank you to every sponsor, partner, volunteer, and public safety professional working together to bring this incredible celebration to Pensacola Beach. Celebrating 80 years of the Blue Angels and 250 years of America. We couldn't do it without you.
Join Kenny Chartel from Affordable Automotive Gulf Breeze for car care this morning at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Kenny will be sharing his years of expertise on car maintenance, as well as tips and loads of great advice that'll keep your car running in top shape, whether foreign or domestic. Don't miss Car Care today at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
You're already listening.
News Radio 92.3, I'm Andrew McKay.
So you might as well stay smart all day.
It's the Pensacola Morning News.
From Pensacola Morning News in the morning to Pep Talk with Meg in mid-morning, NVR late morning to afternoon, shoot you it from 2 to 4, and Pensacola right now of Chris and Austin through your drive home. News that moves with you all day long.
All day long.
On News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Informative.
Informative.
Local.
Local.
Dependable.
Dependable.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh. Yeah. I'm going to have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh. Idiot.
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right. This had sort of come up earlier on in the show, and even now as I'm getting on the air and saying it, I'm second-guessing myself. I don't know if this is going to work, but we'll give it a shot. Fail fast, my boss always tells me, and, you know, get it over with. Rip the Band-Aid. You ready? 437-1620. Tell me about a movie or what movie affected your behavior. Tell me a movie that not just, like, you loved the movie, not just made you think or something like that, but actually made you live or behave in a different way. This does not have to be some grand thing. You can answer the question any way that you like it. But tell me a movie that affected your behavior in however you want to answer that. Should I give an example? Okay. All right. I'll give you an example that you will all immediately understand. It's the one that made me think of this. Oh, you got to put my computer on. All right. And here we go. Everybody changed behavior because of one little baseline, right? And a whole bunch of bloody people. But, you know, Jaws made people afraid to go in the water, made people afraid to go even in their pools, made people afraid to go in the lake and in the Gulf and in the river and whatever. And to me, that even if it didn't make you stay out of the water, you think about it every time, you know, right? So it's that's what I'm getting at, is a movie that, and I guess these movies will tend to go into the horror genre because that's the most producer behavior because it makes you afraid of a thing, you know. But I'm just, you know, you answer however you want. 437-1620. Tell me about a movie that changed your life, good or bad, or, you know, changed your behavior is really kind of what I'm getting at. Candy, do you have one that comes to mind at all?
This is stupid, and I'm stupid.
It's not stupid.
So
you're a horror movie fan.
Dumb.
I figured you'd have 100
of
them.
It's not even a horror movie. It's called Porky's 2. I mean, it's very underrated, and it really does capture the slice
it's
of life
R-rated,
in the 50s.
By the way.
Yeah, I'm
so
positive.
It's under R-rated?
Why do you do this,
I don't
dude?
Know.
I feel like
I can't
I'm at
stop
home.
Myself.
Okay, well, no. But there's like a woman that hangs out with all these guys, but they're righting wrongs. And one of the things is they take on the Ku Klux Klan. And, like, I didn't know what that was. And
oh,
I remember being 10
okay.
and just having my dad, because they would let me watch movies like this, you
sure.
know? And
same.
You know? Yeah. And, had to have him explain it to me, and man, and that is wrong, and this, and it, not that I was going to join the Klan or, you know, yeah. whatever. I mean, I wasn't thinking like that, but it did. It changed my behavior and how people, until you look for right and wrong. So there's a lot,
interesting.
A lot of layers to that.
I wouldn't have ever
it's
thought of Porky's
movie,
2
it's
as
so
the
good.
Answer.
And you can watch it for free on YouTube because it's not streaming. And
I know
everybody
I know
thinks
Porky's
less of
pretty well, but Porky's 2, you know?
Yeah, Porky's 3 wasn't that great. Porky's 2 is the real, it's the tentpole of the franchise.
Why do that's a
you're welcome.
Unfortunate way to describe
I'm sorry.
It, I think. But,
yeah,
you know, okay.
My brother-in-law's like, God, dude, stop
437-1620. 437-1620. So tell me. Oh, okay. So these answers are all over the place. I love it. Okay. And you got to tell me why, right? You can't just tell me the movie, but tell me why. Somebody says The Gods Must Be Crazy, which I think is an obscure grab, but okay. I've never looked at a Coke bottle the same way again.
Sure.
Okay. I get that. That makes sense. Because, it's been a while. So the tribe. Did they find it or it washed up or whatever? How did they come across
it? I want to say it fell out of an airplane, if I'm not mistaken.
And they like worship it or something?
They found it and carried it around and put it on their head to make themselves look taller and more threatening to enemies.
Right. All the ways that some, you know, so-called primitive tribe would behave. And, of course, it's largely a satire of how our advanced tribe so-called behaves, right? 437-1620. Tell me a movie that changed your behavior or changed your life. Chariots of Fire led me to appreciate Eric Liddell. I always forget. Is it Liddell or Liddell? I forget. I think it's Liddell, how you say his name. Wanting to be like him. He's the one who would not run on the Sabbath. Wouldn't that because, you know, as a Jewish runner. Let's see. Children of a Lesser God and how I understand. It's interesting. Two people. Different. Children of a Lesser God, which is a movie about disabilities, right? It's been a long time since
about
I've seen
that movie. About hearing loss, yeah.
Thank you. That's right.
And Marley Matlin won the Oscar and upset the guy she was dating who was also in the movie.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, tough. Too bad for him. Sometimes your lady outshines. Jaws, somebody else says, 54 years old. I've never been more than knee-deep in the Gulf because of it. Aw. All right. Candy, let's take a quick break. The question of the day is a movie that changed your behavior, changed your life, 437-1620. Candy has traffic on the fives.
And we're watching one accident. This is, it looks like Jackson and W Street in Pensacola. And it doesn't look like that's a roadblock right now. Also, Highway 29 and Burgess showing an accident with a possible roadblock. As I'm zooming out on the, I'm not seeing the block, but certainly use caution there. Yeah, there it is. Okay, so use caution there and certainly caution wherever you are. I just don't want to miss anything here. Yeah, Highway 29 and Burgess Road, showing that slowdown. If you see something, let us know at 437-1620 and keep your movie titles coming in. It's Candy with Traffic on the Fives.
Thanks so much, yeah. Candy. If you have a car that you got locked out of, you can call Ace Unlocks. They do that. But that is like what they've been doing for since 1998. Like they've been doing that for 28 years. They started at UWF doing that, basically, you know, running a business out of an 89 4Runner, an 89 Mustang, a pager, and a payphone. And for $20, they'd come let you in your car at UWF. Well, since then, they've done a lot of other things. And I was talking to Chris Rona, the owner of Ace Unlocks, the other day, and he said, that's the one thing, our biggest hurdle with people is getting them to realize that we do more than just that. And I'm like, but it is in your name. He's like, yeah, I know. Okay, so if you need a fob made, if you need a key cut, laser keys, all of that stuff, they have all the same equipment the dealerships have. They get all the same models and makes and all. They can do exactly what the dealers do and cheaper. I know I had one of the key for my Civic cut from them. They do home installations, residential, rekeying a house, installing locks, even keypad locks, and a relatively new thing is the app-based lock, so you can give somebody access to your home by putting their phone up to it between the hours of 2 and 4 on a Tuesday or whatever, like if you need to for some kind of service that they provide to you. If you like to work on your own car and you install the car control modules, they can program those for you. And I know that's not everybody, but if that's you, that is a very specialized service that they can do because they have access to it all. They break and people reprogram them. Anyway, if you need anything 24 hours a day related to locks and keys, Ace Unlocks, 505-7545, or stop by at 125 Airport Boulevard, right where Airport meets the railroad tracks. And if you mention my name, Andrew McKay, you get 10% off. Back to the calls, text, 437-1620 question of the day. Tell me a movie that changed your behavior or changed your life. Especially if it changed some kind of behavior of yours because you saw it a different way or you were afraid of it or something like that. Clint says, Mommy Dearest, I haven't had a wire clothes hanger since before my teens. all right. I'm curious where this goes. This is one of my all-time favorite movies. I can't recommend it, but I did so on the radio. Heavy Metal, which is in the category of movies I wouldn't let my kids watch, but my parents let me watch, and I'm glad I didn't, probably shouldn't have. First movie I was forbidden to watch that I did after my parents went to bed. There are many things in that movie to mention. For me, that movie terrified me of junkyards because the zombie pilots coming to life in the junkyard. Let's see. Carla says, Helter Skelter. I'd still check under the bed at night. There you go. Die Hard, now I carry a gun to try to fight off the European terrorists who are trying to take over the Nakatomi Plaza building.
As you should.
Right. I mean, as we all do. That's right. Only on Christmas. That's right. Endless Summer, the documentary ran surfing. I bought a surfboard and 55 years later, I'm still surfing. Wow, that's cool. I love that. Let's see, 437-1620. Planet of the Apes. Do tell me why, though. Like, how did that change your behavior? I'm kind of curious in what way. Because that's the question. Or did it just, you know, mess with your mind a little bit, which is, of course, very common. Field of Dreams. Maybe appreciate and spend as much time with my dad in his later years as I possibly could. Oh, that's great. Mel Gibson's movie, What Women Want, which isn't also Helen Hunt, the co-star in that?
I think she is. That's a good movie.
Made me start thinking of other people's perspective when it came to women, and I married up because of it. There you go. 437-1620, movies that change your life or change your behavior. Prince of Tides, Kevin writes, introduced me to Pat Conroy's book. He's my favorite author now. Shawshank Redemption, always find a task and a purpose no matter how dire your situation is. Let's see, Flight, somebody says, changed my view of drinking alcohol. Oh, I bet for sure. Fireproof. Oh, the Kirk Cameron movie, the movie about marriage and faith and all that. I had somewhat silly answers to this question. You know, what movie that changed your life or your behavior? I got to put my computer back on, though.
Okay.
Never liked showers much after that. For Psycho, never did. 437-1620. There were a couple of others. I kind of mentioned that. I don't know if this worked for anybody, but maybe it worked for somebody. Fatal Attraction might have scared you off having an affair.
I used to put that video cassette in my first husband's suitcase when he went out of town. It did not work. I didn't kill him, though. I was fine.
One that I don't know that it changes my behavior except when I'm driving. I never like to drive behind a lumber truck.
Final destination. Yeah.
I don't know why the truck carrying the concrete doesn't scare me. The truck carrying the trash doesn't scare me. The truck carrying the M1 Bradleys doesn't scare me. But the truck that's carrying all the lumber terrifies me. And in like war games might change your thinking about, you know, AI and computers. Terminator changes your view about, the future of the world and all that. Dead Poets Society was really meaningful to me, but that's because I had a friend who just killed himself like right before that. And I was good friends with his girlfriend and we went to see that movie together. So I cried, bawled my eyes out through that whole movie, but it changed my thinking about teaching. Maybe you want to be a teacher and all of that kind of, a lot of movies inspire you to do a thing. And, teacher inspirational movies always kind of had that effect on me. 437-1620, Brian's song, somebody said, relationships with different races on a football team. And I grew up playing football. And, again, the comment on Fireproof, it helped my marriage. Agreed, absolutely. Well, there you go. That's your question for the day. 437-1620, I'm Andrew McKay.
Millions watch the Blue Angels every year. Thousands line Pensacola Beach. But almost nobody gets to fly with them until now. Climb into a full-scale replica FA-18 Super Hornet cockpit and experience the thrill of flying in the slot position with Blue Angel No. 4. Hi, I'm retired Rear Admiral Kyle Kozed, President and CEO of the National Naval Aviation Museum Foundation. You're cleared for takeoff in the only experience of its kind in the world at the National Naval Aviation Museum. Visit NavalAviationMuseum.org to plan your mission today.
Making the wrong choice can be very costly. Choosing the wrong plumbing company can cost you a lot of money. Hi, I'm Judy Lacey with Barbieri Plumbing, and we've been repairing Pensacola's plumbing problems for over 50 years. We are the local originator of the flat rate pricing system, so you don't have to pay by the hour, and there are no surprises. When you need a plumber, make the right choice and call Barbieri Plumbing. We will make your plumbing great again.
License number RF11067749.
Hey, hey, Pensacola pet parents. Got questions about your fur babies? Well, I'm Dr. Mark Sprayberry, owner of Olive Branch Pet Hospital. I would like to invite you and your friends to tune in to the all-new Pet Talk, where I'll be answering all your questions live on air.
Tune in Thursday at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Keeping you connected to Pensacola and the world.
News Radio 92.3.
Informative. Local. Dependable.
What is your name?
My name is Sir Lancelot of Camelot.
What is your quest?
To seek the Holy Grail.
What is your favorite color?
Blue.
Right, off you go.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, mama, I can hear you a-crying. You're so scared and all alone.
Yeah, the Bridge of Death tells you to know your answers, be firm in your answers, be clear in your answers, and don't waffle. Because not knowing your favorite color for sure on the moment could cost you your life. A54 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. But you know what? I felt like we needed just a little bit more sticks in our lives right now. 8:55 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Candy has traffic on the fives. Candy?
Just real quick, we got a call from Gwen who said that the movie that impacted her was Amityville Horror. Ah! She couldn't buy a house with the eyes. And then Children of the Corn, and they put a cornfield right next to her house. I know.
Somebody in her life is trying to get her.
I'm telling you, Gwen, I love you. So this is brought to you by Disney's The Little Mermaid at PLT from now through August 9th. Journey Under the Sea with theatrical take on the classic Disney movie. Ticket available at the box office or Pensacola Little amphitheater.com. Watching a bad accident. This is on Highway 29 right near Burgess Road, and it is a standstill east and westbound now in that area. 437-1620 if you see that accident or slowdown. Candy with traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Candy. So obviously we're kind of keeping half an eye. We're kind of side-eyeing this storm in the Gulf. It's a tropical storm now, Bertha. Yesterday it was at 35 miles an hour rotation, maximum sustained wind. Now it's at 50. Still moving very slowly, moving at 5 miles an hour, headed kind of north, northwest-ish. It's going to go and bend west and head towards Louisiana. We are expected to get some effects. I won't say that they're all that significant. We're going to get rain. You know, we're going to get a fair amount of rain. We're going to get off and on storms over the next, you know, couple of days as it works its way through Thursday over towards Louisiana. And as always, you know, be prepared. I mean, you should be prepared even when we're not facing a storm in the Gulf, because you never know. You know, a tornado can come through. A train can derail. I mean, accidents happen. A flood, something can take place, and it's just good to be prepared for it. The eye of the thing is located due south of, like, Fort Walton, Panama City, you know, that kind of vicinity. Out about as far as Louisiana sticks out into the Gulf, that's about where the eye is right now. So, again, major effects not really being felt too much by us, but we will see some of that over the course of the next couple of days. What else do we have going on? Oh, this is, I just thought this was an interesting story. And you know me, I'm just kind of a collector of ideas, and things that captivate my attention, I always want to share with you. That's kind of how I think about this. They did a study where they took a bunch of kids, like 21, like student age, okay, adults. When I say kid, I'm 55, everybody's a kid. But they took a bunch of younger adults, and they made them watch the TV drama Suits for like 6 hours, watch six episodes of it. And then they did a brain scan of them before, and then they did a brain scan of them after. And what they were doing was they were trying to figure out beforehand how they reacted to pictures of the characters without knowing who they were. And then after, how they reacted to the characters knowing who they are, but not so much the individual characters, but character pairings. So that really what they're reacting to is the role relationship of that character pairing on the show. The idea was that they want to see how they react to friend pairings and how they react to enemy pairings. So when somebody on the show is a hero or a friend, what reaction does your brain have now that you position them? Because what your brain does when you're watching a show or reading a book is you're creating the universe, right? You're taking the cues from the TV show or the movie or the writing, and you're trying to fabricate a universe with rules and people and dramas and narratives and history. And over time, your brain is recreating a universe based on what you've learned. Okay, so people fall into roles, right? They fall into the villain role, they fall into the hero role, the friends and enemies, all that kind of stuff. Here's the short version of what they discovered after that long intro. They discovered that friends and or positive folks had very little impact on the brain. The brain didn't do much with them. It could identify that they were good people or nice people or identify that they were friends, but the brain didn't care very much. Enemies and villains, the brain cared a lot. Like, the brain really reacted to those people in a negative way, which it was a pretty limited study. It was a pretty limited circumstances. I don't think you should draw a lot from it, but it fits with other things I think we know about how the human mind reacts. And in one example or one analysis, we react more strongly to negative people than we do to positive people. I can tell you for me personally, feel free to disagree with me about this, but I hate this. I wish it were not true. But the people in my life that are big fat jerks, you know, it's easier for them to capture my imagination and attention when they're not around than people who are great. My brain is drawn to the problems, drawn to solving it, fixing it, avoiding it, arguing with it in my head, as opposed to, and think about it on TV shows. What makes a great TV show? A great villain. Especially, you know, the reality shows. You say, well, why do they have these horrible people in there? Because you want them. You're addicted to them. I always think the greatest example of this was Omarosa in the original season of The Apprentice. Everybody loved to hate her. And you watch the show because you got so much satisfaction, visceral enjoyment out of hating her and sharing your triangulated hatred of her. So I think it's probably the right study.